Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are going to talk about how to network in the community so healthy word of mouth can grow around your chaplain practice. Many healthy chaplain practices do not grow mainly through advertising. They grow through trust. They grow through relationships. And they grow when people begin to understand that your chaplain practice is real, grounded, and connected to a specific people group or local ministry setting. One powerful way to begin is through a public laying on of hands ceremony. If you are launching a chaplain practice, it can be meaningful for church leaders, elders, chaplains, family members, or trusted believers to publicly pray over you and recognize the people group or parish you are called to serve. That may happen during a church service, a soul center gathering, or another ministry setting. Why does that matter? Because public prayer and blessing help ground the chaplain practice in accountability, community support, and visible commissioning. It helps people understand that this is not only a private idea, it connects the ministry to real people and real service. And naturally, it may help healthy word of mouth begin to spread. People remember public moments. They may say, "This chaplain was commissioned to serve veterans. This ministry is focused on hospital visitation. This soul center is launching a chaplain practice for people in crisis." But this is important. The purpose of a commissioning moment is not self-promotion. It is about prayer, blessing, accountability, and publicly grounding the ministry in service and calling. After that, one of the most important next steps is building relationships with key people connected to the group you are called to serve. If your chaplain practice focuses on seniors, connect with pastors, care facility staff, and family ministry leaders. If your focus is veterans ministry, connect with veteran leaders, military families, and trusted community contacts. If your focus is sports chaplaincy, build relationships with coaches, parents, athletic leaders, and school connections when appropriate. If your ministry is connected to a neighborhood or soul center, meet local ministry leaders, nonprofit workers, community organizers, and trusted local connectors. This kind of networking should remain humble, relational, and clear. You are not trying to impress people. You are introducing the ministry, listening carefully, and building trust. A healthy way to think about networking is this. You are not collecting contacts. You are becoming a known, trusted, and useful presence. That changes the tone completely. Simple phrases often work best. We are building a church-connected chaplain practice for this community. I wanted to introduce myself and explain the kind of spiritual care we offer. We would love to understand the needs you are seeing. If our ministry could ever be helpful, I would be glad to stay connected. Simple, respectful communication opens doors. It also helps to show up where people already gather. That may include church functions, community events, support gatherings, school activities, veteran events, or local ministry partnerships. Word of mouth often grows when people repeatedly experience you as present, respectful, calm, and dependable. Another wise step is asking a few trusted people to become bridge voices for the chaplain practice. These may include pastors, elders, ministry leaders, respected volunteers, or trusted community members. When they understand your chaplain practice clearly, they may begin saying, "You should meet this chaplain. This ministry may be helpful." They serve with wisdom, prayer, and good boundaries. That kind of word of mouth is powerful because it grows through trust. The Organic Humans framework reminds us that people are embodied souls living in real communities and relationships. Ministry often spreads through memory, conversation, trust, and lived presence. Ministry Sciences also reminds us that relationships and communication patterns shape how ministries become known and welcomed. So remember this, begin with prayerful grounding. Build relationships with key people. Show up where people gather. Listen well. Speak clearly. Build trust slowly. That is how healthy word of mouth grows around a chaplain practice.